Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Carol.
And today we are doing Am I the Asshole? Historical Edition.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Probably not, but what have you got for me today?
Hey, listen, there are no goat nuts. No severed ears.
Then I'm going to have to leave.
I'm sorry.
If this is something clean and decent, I don't want to hear it.
It's not decent. He was not a decent guy.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Let's get going.
Okay. Am I the asshole for hiding my wife's cancer diagnosis from her?
Okay. We're going to go with yes right away.
Right away. Right off away. The bat. You don't even want to hear all the fun he had?
Proceed, please. Okay. I have to learn this.
I mean, you know, maybe he was justified. We don't know.
Well, I'm going to say
that. I know. Anyway,
go ahead. No. Okay. No.
At the birth of our last child, baby number 4, okay, in 1961, doctors discovered my wife had cervical cancer. Of course, they told me first, as women tend to be hysterical with life-altering news. I didn't want to stress my wife any more than she already was. A new baby, 3 other kids, and of course, my gubernatorial campaign in Alabama.
And cancer.
In reality, she seemed fine.
Yeah,
it was hardly a concern. And my campaign was heating up.
Did you pick this because I had cancer and you're sitting, you know, I'm sitting over here just like, stunned.
It was common practice in the.
Oh, I understand.
At this
but
time, they didn't give the wife the bad news. They told the husband.
But not everybody
because,
is,
you know,
a public figure, and we
women
don't
are hysterical. Well, they're lunatics.
I can attest to that. When I found out on my phone that I had cancer, I went fucking apeshit, man. I went scorched earth on everybody I could get on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you checked your email before we checked ours. Sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't even supposed to be in the my chart.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, you go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
In reality, she seemed fine. It was hardly a concern. Mm-hmm. And my campaign was heating up.
Mm-hmm.
I knew with my new firm stance on maintaining Jim Crow laws and segregation this election, I would actually win.
Gotcha.
We didn't have the time to worry about what-ifs and additional testing for my wife. I won the election in 1962, and my wife was happy with her life as a first lady. Until 1965, anyway, when she started having health problems, and I failed to convince Alabama legislator to amend our state constitution, allowing sitting governors to serve second terms. I had my eye on the U.S. presidency and needed to strengthen my popularity.
Okay. I'm trying to go along here. Go ahead.
I found a loophole.
Oh, good. Thank God.
After my wife's hysterectomy, while she was doing her radiation treatments, mm-hmm, we decided she would run for governor with me serving as her advisor. She won the race on the promise of the same type of government Alabama experienced in the last 3 years, proving my popularity. She died from her cancer halfway through our term.
I think it's pretty safe to say. I'm sure he's rotting in hell as we speak. I'm just going to go out there with it, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
I would hope so. Didn't tell her she had cancer, so she didn't get any treatment, and then she died from it.
Well, he didn't. They found it in 61.
Sure. But he didn't tell her.
No, he didn't tell her.
When did she finally find out?
When she started having problems.
Yes.
And went to a gynecologist, and it was full-blown uterine cancer.
In what year did she go?
65.
So 4 years of her cancer spread. Fucking criminal. Oh my God.
And?
Even... Wow, I've got nothing. Like, I'm like this. Mm-hmm. What in the hell? But
yeah.
obviously a dirt bag, obviously a piece
like
of shit.
Like all the way around.
Oh yeah. No, I mean everything. This is
all the way around.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say everything about him. The wife's cancer is going to be the top notch thing that I hope he's rotting in hell for.
She actually filed for divorce after the second baby.
Well, I'm so-
because he was too wrapped up in campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
So like buy them a house and stuff.
Where were they living?
They rented rooms.
Okay.
In Montgomery? Was it Montgomery? The capital of Alabama.
I think Montgomery is the capital.
And then in...
It's not.
He was a legislator.
Right.
In the off season.
He just was somebody who wanted power.
He wanted,
no matter.
That's all he cared about.
That's all he cared about.
So he had run for governor twice. Okay. Lost both times because he had a moderate stance on segregation.
Oh, so he needed to be a full-blown segregist.
So for his third term or his third election,
right,
he hired the head of the local KKK to write his speeches, and one on the slogan segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever.
Okay. Jesus, that's despicable, mm-hmm. disgusting,
mm-hmm.
horrific, all the way around.
I mean, dude had no thought of his own.
No, of course not. Like, I want to go throw out my coffee here. That's just... But I understand a politician being a horrible dirtbag of a person, but letting your wife's cancer, I mean, and hiding it from her. I mean, knowing it this whole time and just, did he think it was just like contained? It's not going to go anywhere. And that's not how that shit works.
I don't know what he thought. I know.
Obviously he didn't care.
In 65, when she went to the doctor and found out she had uterine cancer, is when she also found out that during the election in 62, when he won governor,
okay,
his campaign advisor, there were lots of people associated with him that knew she had cancer in 61, except her.
So he told other people.
Mm-hmm.
To what end? Why did he tell other people and didn't tell? Obviously, he didn't care about the woman. Obviously.
No. No, and then used her to stay in
office
because at the time, Alabama, and I don't know, they still might. I don't know. But you couldn't run consecutive.
Wow. I think you've hit a winner here. I think this is the worst one I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, you're the asshole.
Yep.
How do you tell other people she has cancer and not tell her and not let her go?
How?
Yeah, okay, I understand the time where you would tell, you know, the husband and then the husband could tell his wife, but he didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
Made no attempt to, obviously, or he would have told her
right.
things.
Yeah, no, he just forgot to mention that. He was busy,
except
though.
To other people.
Like, he was trying to campaign and stuff. You probably didn't have time to sit down and have a conversation
with
her. With
the silly woman, yeah, exactly.
And she was all busy with those four kids.
And I know that this is
he finally got her a house, and
she could finally quit bitching. Jesus Christ. Shut up. Your house.
Right.
And sneaky cancer. Don't tell anybody.
Wow.
I'm sure this is not the only story like this, but it's a very public story. I'm sure this happened, you know, quite a bit.
It probably did.
I'm sure it did. Wow.
But. Okay. I mean, she.
She what?
She finds. To top it all off, it's like she had a full-blown hysterectomy. It's uterine cancer. There are big tumors there.
And radiation. And
she's, while getting radiation, is having to campaign for her governorship that she didn't even want.
Right.
She had no interest in politics whatsoever.
But usually these are fun. Now this one's just got me pissed off. You want to go?
She was the first
find his grave and
governor
and piss
in
on it.
Alabama.
Well, I mean, good for her. But mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't have any power. Don't tell me she made any decisions. She was just a figurehead.
Didn't. I mean, that was the promise. She would just be the loophole, and he would still run the state.
Oh, what a shame. That's horrible.
Yeah.
And poor lady.
Yeah.
Nope, this is the asshole.
His name is George Wallace.
Mm-hmm. I know who George Wallace is because he's such a dick. But yeah. I didn't know this other side of the family story that he just let her die.
Pretty much, yeah.
He let her die. Yeah. Mercy. Okay, he's the asshole. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, right there.
He was the asshole. He was a racist, disgusting racist.
Power hungry.
Mm-hmm. Sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
Like nobody but white men had power, or, mm-hmm. you know, in his state.
So he's one of those vapid, ridiculous, disgusting people who have no opinion and I don't want to go into public life to try to make anything better.
Right.
It's just me.
I just want power.
I'm just a narcissistic dickhead. So.
Yeah. I want the power. So I will, like, whatever vitriol you want me to spew, I got you.
You just say me some stuff. And
yeah. As long as you vote for me, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and my wife. My wife. And I'm sure that he used that cancer to just, my wife has cancer.
I mean, he didn't in his first campaign.
Not in his, but in hers.
I'm sure he did.
Sympathy vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was also really, really popular because this is the Deep South. And,
well, sure.
You know, he called in the National Guards and the state troopers
for integration of school.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yes,
he was the University of Alabama when it was desegregated.
Mm-hmm.
He himself
stood in the doorway
to block the black students.
Yes, I remember the picture. No, yeah.
So,
pretty safe to say where he's, you know, his final resting place. That just makes me feel good to say that.
He had a good chance of presidency.
Yuck.
In 1968, in the primaries, the
mm-hmm.
general elections,
mm-hmm.
he had won 5 states. Had he not been shot?
Oh, somebody shot him?
Somebody shot him.
It wasn't his wife?
No.
Darn.
No, she was dead.
Oh, shoot.
But he was remarried.
Oh, was it that wife?
No.
Oh.
It was a janitor.
Well,
at something.
Thank you, janitor person.
Right? He shot him.
Did he kill him?
4 times. No, he lived, but he was paralyzed from the waist down and had to drop out of the presidential election. Otherwise, he probably would have ran the whole country. And women would never know nothing.
And not even know about their cancer.
Not know about their cancer or their medical.
Except when they get, you know, smartphones. And
could you imagine, though, if he hadn't have been shot, what...
Can you imagine if he had been a decent human being and told her that she had cancer and we're going to treat this and you're going to be fine and you're going to live to see your children grow up? And
could you imagine what the South would have looked like?
No.
All the way around if he'd have been a decent human being.
Yeah, if he'd have been a decent human being, that would have been great. But he weren't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm glad that he got shot and he's dead and he didn't get
to. Yeah, he lived after that.
Well, yeah, but he's not living now.
No. No, I think he died in
99. Yay. Not usually so hard, but, you know, he deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anything nice about him. I'm glad it was nice of him to die on us. Thank you. Thank you. That was decent. Peace out, dude.
Peace out, dude.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good facts. Good research. Look at you.
What? Sad.
It is sad. But you brought something to the front that I had never heard of.
I don't remember how I stumbled across it, but he used his wife.
Of course he did.
To keep political
office. He'd have used his mother, his children, whatever, obviously. What a horrible person. That's somebody you don't ever want to get near.
Right.
It's too bad that these people just can't wear what they are on the outside and you can go, ooh.
He had dipped his toes in a presidential election and did well, but not good enough.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So then he's like, if I could be governor,
one more step. One step closer.
Yeah.
If I could stay governor
one more term, get my name out there, make the South proud. I could win presidency. So while his wife is finding out she has uterine cancer and needs a hysterectomy, he's like, can you, in between surgeries and radiation, pencil in some campaigning?
Do we know? I mean, I'm sure we don't, but when she found out and then found out that, I mean, obviously she found out that he had known for several years.
Mm-hmm. She was angry. Oh. She was really angry. She found out that he had known by happenstance, just talking to somebody about this life-altering diagnosis she got in 1965.
Right.
They're like, well, you've been fine for 4 years.
Did you not know?
Why are you mad about it right now? You've had it for 4 years.
I mean, I get he told other people, but to know what her reaction was to it, or when she came home to like break the news to him, and he's like, oh, that is not new information.
This one just made me angry. It made me angry all the way around. His popularity made me angry.
Yeah. And the fact that this is how little he cared for her.
How little he cared for women.
Well, yes.
How little he cared for African Americans. Cared for anybody but himself.
I'll just look at the one person that he is beholden to. It's her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can hate women. He can hate black folks. He can hate whoever he wants to. But, I mean, he shouldn't. But here's this woman that he, you know, shares 4 children with, and he's letting her die.
Yeah. I mean, obviously didn't care much about his kids either if he wasn't going to do anything to help mama.
No. Narcissist.
He cared
right
about himself and himself only.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, you can think, in spite of someone being awful and horrible, they could have done the right thing and told the missus that, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're wondering, no.
Like, not and even the fact in that her case doctor, you're wondering.
The fact that her doctor didn't, you know, say, so now that, you know, you've discussed this with your husband. I know.
They told the husband, and the husband made the decisions.
I understand, but at the same time, you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gone a roundabout kind of way of letting her know.
Yeah.
You know, there are ways to do things. Drop her a note.
I mean, you figure this isn't...
Send her some mail, something.
61.
Uh-huh.
But there's already all sorts of research and everything happening at this point in time already.
Well, yeah.
I mean, HeLa cells have been out there for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. At that time. Yep.
No, so...
Yeah, surgery... treatment, all mm-hmm. that jazz.
I mean, we were even past the taping some radium. They were taping radium.
Gotcha.
We were past that. We were like doing stuff. And
wow, I'm a little fired up about this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was too.
Usually, we have a good time and talk some shit and laugh at some crazy stuff. But there's not a thing in here other than him getting shot. You know, here we can knuckle for him getting shot.
Boom.
Okay. And whoever shot him, thank you. Community service.
I can't remember his name.
He can be the nameless, faceless hero that we all needed.
When he gets shot, he is remarried.
Uh-huh.
And this little, I mean, she was younger than me. I was like 32.
And he was?
I don't even remember.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he
probably
had...
Probably in his 50s.
Yuck.
This little... 32-year-old woman who loves her husband, mm-hmm. despite probably knowing all about
Maybe not knowing.
I mean, she was governor. First wife was governor. She had to have known something.
Perhaps.
But
I don't put anything past it, though. Anyway.
He gets shot 4 times, and she throws herself on her husband to save his life. She doesn't get shot, but...
Well, maybe she needed to.
I'm like, dude, why'd you do that? Why'd you marry him in the first place? And why didn't you just
her mother
let
probably
him
made her do it.
Make the...
Look at this much older gentleman. He'll take care of you. That was a
perhaps
thing.
She was the niece of one of his political rivals within his party.
Oh, okay. His niece, the niece of a rival.
Yes.
Wonder why you would do that. Wonder why you would marry.
No idea.
I'm sure it wasn't love, but I mean, yeah. I'm going to say she was much younger than him, so.
They divorced.
Well, she was 32. How long had they been married?
They were only married for like 6 years before they divorced.
Okay. So she wasn't like 32 when they got married.
Because he married her like a year and a half after.
Okay. I was just saying, was she like an old maid by her family standards, by the time standards, and then they just like pushed her off on this dude?
Possibly. I really didn't.
I wouldn't have thrown myself on top of that, though.
I wouldn't have either. And then somebody else married him after that. I do.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Was he still wealthy? I'm sure he was wealthy. Wealthy or hung or something. I don't know.
Popular. Especially in Alabama.
Even then. Mm-hmm. It's only so far that I can take you. Yeah, definitely the asshole.
Definitely the
asshole. Have we decided?
We have decided. Okay. I decided, like, writing
when you were writing this.
Yeah, I had done decided.
You're like, yeah, you know what? You can suck it.
You can suck it, but everybody needs to know how horrible of a person you were.
Yeah, I knew he was horrible before, but I didn't know what he had done to his own wife. I mean, to the public at large, yeah, we're kind of used to politicians screwing you to the wall, but what he did to his own wife is one of the worst things I think I have ever heard. Mm-hmm. All he had to do, he could have just mentioned it. You're having dinner. Oh, I meant to tell you. When Junior was born 3 years ago.
Cancer. Yeah, that baby. She died in 68.
So he wasn't very old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7? Is that what you said? He was born in 61?
Uh-huh. Six or seven years old.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Like, not even thinking about his kids.
No.
It's all right. There's other women out there.
Yes.
To raise these babies while I campaign.
Just find you a wet nurse and just, you know, I'm sure his children were thrilled with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a no account kind of father, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to go throw up now.
All right. Well, anyway.
He's the asshole. We're going with that. All right.
Let us know your thoughts.
Please share with us. Yeah. We all know. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're all on the same page here. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Come back.
Tuesdays. Yes.
Saturdays.
Yes. We'll be here with interesting, sometimes really horrible information.
Sometimes horrible information.
Well, it was.
The world needs to know.
They do need to know. I'm not saying that. Good job finding all of this. I never knew any of that.
All right. Like and subscribe. She loves you.
I do.
I have a fondness.
She does.